Teron Harmon was drafted by the New England Patriots in the third round, 91st overall, in the 2013 NFL Draft. He played at Rutgers in college. Check out our exclusive interview.
At Rutgers, do you have a favorite memory from your time there?
Well, I would say probably the best memory was at our banquet. Just realizing that all the hard work that we put forth, we actually won a Big East title. I can't really say a game to which we won the Big East title because we ended the year on a 3-game losing streak, but we still got to share the Big East title. So I think definitely the banquet when we realized, like, all right, we're Big East champions.
And during your time in college, you were an all-Big East selection, not once in your collegiate career, but twice. What's it like to get recognition from for your conference play?
Oh, it's a blessing. I mean, anytime that you go out there and just put your body on the line, because football is a very physical sport, and anytime that people recognize your play, I mean, it's nothing but a blessing. I'm just excited that what I did on the field was enough to get people's attention to recognize me as an all-conference player.
And after your senior season, every player goes through a training process for the NFL draft. What was the training process like for you after your senior season?
It was a great process. I actually got to train down in Miami with Texas Football Academy. I went there, like, literally right after the season. Worked with some great people, Sam Madison, all-pro corner, who played for the Dolphins and the Giants. I got to work with Otto Bolden as my as my speed coach, who was an Olympic track sprinter. Then the staff of Brian Martin and Kevin. Those two guys definitely prepared my body for my pro day, and I feel like I did. I had a solid pro day.
And talk about your pro day experience and what that experience was like for you.
Okay. Well, it was a great experience. I mean, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity. We had 32 teams there. I was able to go in and do good for all my numbers and things like that. The only thing that happened was on my second 40, I strained my hamstring running to the finish line, but that time was still a 4.58, so it showed that I didn't have speed or whatever. So it was a great process, and I was excited to have the experience and to be able to go through that, because not everybody gets to do that in this world, and I was blessed enough to get that opportunity.
And another opportunity that you got that many people don't get is you got drafted into the NFL. Talk about your draft weekend experience and what that was like, and were you shocked at all, or how, you know, what were your emotions when you found out that you were going to be the third round pick, you know, 91st overall for the New England Patriots?
Well, I mean, before the draft, man, me and my mother talked. You just like, you got to put everything in God's hands. And that's all I did. I put everything in his hands, and I went and just watched the draft. I said it many times. I watched it as a fan, like, with no worries, and just as a person who was just excited to be in a position. And just wherever my name gets called, my name gets called. So I was very excited. I watched it. I watched it with some family. My mother was half asleep, my sister was half asleep, and I had some of my closest friends there with me. And then I got the phone call. I was like, wow, it's really happening. In the third round, I was like anybody else. I was just excited as you could be. It was definitely probably about like the second happiest day of my life. My first one too, when my son was born. But it was a great day. And I'm just excited to be in a position to get drafted to a great organization like the Patriots.
And, you know, growing up in the Northeast in Delaware and attending Rutgers also in the Northeast, you know, what's it like to be a member of the Patriots?
I mean, it's a blessing. I mean, because ever since I was little, man, ever since Coach Belichick has got to the Patriots, you always saw them winning. And being a part of a winning organization and has won so many games over such a long period of time is very rare. And to be able to partake and try to help and do my job the best that I can is just a great feeling.
And currently there are seven Buckers players on the Patriots roster. You're teaming up with, you know, Devin McCourty, Logan Ryan, Brandon Mogan, you know, in the secondary. What's that mean to you?
It's great, man, to have somebody who you are already familiar with to go through the process with. So that's definitely a great experience. But we all know that for us to make this squad, we have to do what we have to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have to take care of our own business. Just because I know Devin McCourty does not mean I'm going to make the roster. Just because I know Justin Francis, or because I know Logan Ryan, like, that's not going to give me no favor in the Coach Belichick's eyes. All I have to do is just continue to work on me becoming a great player and working to help the Patriots, and then they know they have to do the same thing as well.
And for a fan who, you know, maybe didn't watch much of Rutgers film in college, how would you describe your style of play, and what do you bring to the Patriots organization?
I'm a well-rounded safety. I can play in the post. I believe I can play in the box. I'm an intelligent football player. Somebody who loves watching film, learning new things about football, all those things, man. I think it's what helped me to put me in the spot that I am today.
If you could describe yourself as any ice cream flavor, what would you be and why?
You said any ice cream flavor?
Yes.
That's a good one. You know what? I would probably have to say vanilla, because I'm really laid back. I'm chill. Don't really like too much excitement and all that. I'm just a person that likes just chill and take life for what it is.
And, you know, for someone who wants to play in the NFL one day and looks at your career and everything, what's the best advice you can give them?
Don't listen to any negative talk. I'm from Delaware. I remember when I was little, people told me I would never make it to the NFL because I'm from Delaware. They said you'd be lucky if you even get a Division I scholarship. So all negative talk, don't listen to them. Just continue to get better at your craft and what you want to do. And whatever you want to do, it's up to you to make the decisions to get there. It was my decision that I wanted to be an NFL player eventually, and I made it upon myself to make sure that I would get there one day.
And last question. You know, the Patriots right now are going through OTAs, and there are no numbers, no jersey numbers, you know, on the uniforms. What's that like for you, you know, going to meet players that, you know, it's not like looking at a number and you know the player right away, and what's that environment like for you?
Well, it's great. It makes me to get to know my teammates, not by numbers, but by faces, and I think that's a great philosophy and a great tool to get teammates to become closer and get to know each other more.
Okay. And, that's it. So thank you so much for your time, Jaron. I really appreciate it.
No problem. No problem. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the interview with Jaron Harmon. I hope you enjoyed it. Please like us on Facebook at facebook.com/prointerviews and follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/prointerviews. We hope you enjoyed it.